Yeah. Where do we start, eh? Again, typical Clyde, Jekyll and Hyde. Start great, score a goal. Looked fine. Then usual one or two wee lapses in concentration, peg back one each. Wee bit of belief. Second half, start well. Everything's going fine until defenders can't talk. Both go for the same ball, don't track runners. Bang, 2-1. Panic stations, 3-1.
And that first goal was a killer, wasn't it?
Well,
so quickly after the second, I think.
But it's your centre. And there's rules. When we take centre, there's rules what to do with the ball. And players don't do that. It's my fault.
That's why you've got rules in place.
It's my fault. When we shorten the game up, every time we shorten the game up and we try to play some passes, square passes, interception, every time we had the possession of the ball, we looked vulnerable. I say, keep believing, keep the principles. We don't tell players to play long passes. We tell players to pass what they see. And if players are not moving, players don't help each other, we can't control people's decisions. We can only ask the players to go and believe in themselves. And at the moment, you see it when they do it and they're on the front foot, they're as capable as anybody. But as soon as they become vulnerable, then Peterhead, with the quality they had, and credit to them, sniffed a bit of blood and punishes and finishes off. We had them at the start, we didn't finish them off. And you kind of get second chances in this game. Yeah. So we've had a good chat with the boys. It's time now. It's to step up and be counted. We know that. I believe in them. I trust them. We don't intentionally play bad. We know coming here, it was always going to be a challenge. It's a complete restructuring. There's no help when you hear some of the stuff, but listen, that's merited. You know, if people want to give you dogs abuse, fine. But trust me, we don't pass the ball or kick the ball for the players. We don't tell them to do things, but it's always our fault. I've always said this in a situation I've been in, is that managers will never win. Managers only lose games. And if I was on the pitch and I made the same mistakes as my players, then I deserve the blame. But they're my players, so it is my fault. So managers never win games, players win games, managers only lose, and we'll take that responsibility. But I know these players are good enough. I trust them, and I believe in them. I just want them to believe in themselves. Mm. And it doesn't matter the hard time they're going to get this, and you have to deal with pressure. And it is quite a pressured environment here. Sometimes a bit nasty. It doesn't help anybody. Mm. But people have decisions to make. Same as my players have got decisions to make on the pitch. People come and support the club and they decide what they say. But sometimes it'd be nice when you score first in your wee chances, it's good to hear that support. But that's our responsibility, to give these fans something to support. Yeah. And something to cheer. And if we're not doing what they expect, then that's where the criticism comes. But it's difficult. We're in a difficult time at the moment. But we've shown in long periods of the game we're fine. So cut out the errors. And again, though, you look at it, goals against Colm, massive problem. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting to see, there wasn't a great deal of football. Peterhead just launched up and picked up second balls better than us.
Kind of changed it after 20 minutes or something.
Because the long balls sometimes affect at this level. Because when we stopped playing to our strengths and shortened the game up, Peterhead took over. Mm-hmm. So for the first 20 to 25 minutes, Clyde is in the front foot, doing what's needed to do. When we stopped doing it, Peterhead done it, and they changed the tempo of the game, changed and shifted, and we panicked a wee bit. But we're still in it. Second half, we're on the front foot, a couple of opportunities, decisions. Sometimes it goes for you, good his overhead kick, it looks deflected off the boy's hand.
Oh, yeah,
we thought it was going to go in the way he's done it, and it's. Well, that's why the guys were complaining about it. So any wee decisions sometimes go for you against you. But it's the second goal. And again, came for long ball over the top. Third goal, ball, long ball over the top. So maybe some of the abuse we get, people start to think, well, it's quite effective. Because people struggle to deal with that kind of play here. But anyway, no excuses. We get beat with a better team on the day, second half. And good lessons to be learned, but plenty of fight left in us, that's for sure. Okay, thank you, thanks guys, thank you.
Jim, the boy who was asked to go to